Willie 1550 and 98.7. Hello there, I'm Kenny Graves, and on the phone with me, multi-platinum selling superstar. He has 6 gold albums, 3 platinum albums, 25 top 40 hits, including 11 top 10s and 2 number 1s to his credit. He was inducted into the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame in 2010. He's a huge New Orleans Saints fan. He is our headliner this Friday night at the Texas Birthday Bash, and according to the women in my family, one handsome son of a gun. I'm talking about Sammy Kershaw. Good morning, Sammy. Thank you for tuning in with us or joining us for a little conversation.
Thank you very much, man. Do all your the ladies in your family need glasses?
No, they're big fans. They like looking and listening. So just wanted to pass that along.
How you doing, man? How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm really looking forward to this weekend. There's a lot of buzz here about the Texas Birthday Bash and having you as our headliner Friday night. Everybody's excited about that.
Well, good, man. I don't know. I'm not sure what the weather's going to be like, but I know right now in Lafayette, Louisiana, it's not too good.
We've had a wet one, I'm telling you. But we're going to be cloudy and fairly warm. It should be in the 60s by the time you hit the stage.
That's what I'm looking for, man. I need some good humidity and heat.
We're going to work on it.
You know, it's good for the throat, you know.
Absolutely it is. Okay, let's get into a little conversation. Now, you're going to be here Friday, and then you're taking off to Pennsylvania as part of something you've been doing for several years now, the Boots and Roots Tour with Aaron Tippin and Colin Ray. How do you like doing that?
Yeah, we'll take off early Saturday morning, really early, out of Houston and fly into Pittsburgh, and the bus, I'll have it there already, waiting to pick us up at the airport, and drive 3 or 4 hours to the show for Saturday night to do the Roots and Boots show with Aaron Tippin and Colin Ray. It's a concept that I started almost 7 years ago, actually. It was at a time when a lot of us guys from the 90s, we weren't getting any more shows. The new music coming out and all the new guys and girls coming out, taking all the shows from us, you know. And one morning I just thought, I got to come up with something that we can keep making a living from. And I thought, well, maybe we could do, I could get 3 guys from the 90s together, and we could do an unplugged show. And so I told them in Nashville what it was about, and there was some people in Nashville that said, you know, it's never worked, you know. There's no way people are going to come and watch 3 guys sitting on stools with acoustic guitars and a couple of pianos up there. There's no way they're going to stay for the whole show like that. It's too boring. And I said, just hide and watch us. And, of course, we put it together. I talked to Joe and Aaron, and we put it together, and what the people in Nashville didn't understand, in the business didn't understand, is that, you know, you have 3 artists who have had about 100 big old hit records. And all you have to do is sit on a stool for 90 minutes, which is each about 7 songs, and each sing the 7 biggest hit records we have. You know, one after another. Aaron would do one, then me, and then Joe, and then back to Aaron, and me and Joe, we stayed on the stage the whole time. And it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it was supposed to flop. And now, you know, it was supposed to flop 2-3 months later, and here we are almost 7 years later. So last year, I decided to add the whole band. So now we still go out and do these unplugged Roots and Boots shows. But now we also go out and do the Roots and Boots electric show. So we have this big band behind us, and man, look, it's working. We were so busy in 2018, we're even busier in 2019. So it's been a blessing, and it sure helped me and 2 other boys out from the 90s who had some big old hit records who didn't work much anymore. Not because we didn't want to, it's because everybody was getting the shows, you know.
That's true.
But we got her going now.
The response has been really good for that tour, by the way. And I see you guys, I believe y'all are coming to Bossier City, Louisiana, towards the end of the year. So I'm hoping I'll work out with them and try to get some tickets to give away, because I definitely want to catch it. I think it'd be fantastic to see you 3 together.
Yeah, man. It's a fun one.
Okay, we got other stuff going on too. You have an autobiography and a cookbook kind of in the works, and plus
the cookbook, you know, takes a little bit longer because I got to get pinned down to because they're my own recipes. I don't just go through and copy somebody's recipes and put a book together. That's I don't do it that way. And then also the book autobiography. I've been working on that for quite a while now, but the first draft is finished. But like I said, we got so busy, I haven't been able to go through the first draft and send it back so I can get the second draft. So right now it's my fault. It's all on me. But hopefully we can have it and get it out by Christmas this year.
That'll be right in time for a good gift for the country music fan in your life.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, man. That'd be nice.
And you're a very diverse man. I see you played a supporting role in the independent film Suicide Notes. I'd like to know how that experience was and if the acting bug bit you and maybe you have plans to do another role sometime.
Well, I think I've done three of them now. I can't remember the name of all of them, but Suicide Notes was one down in Houston that was shot in Houston. Had a ball doing it, man. It's something, it's something I like to do. Be honest with you, I love doing the music videos, and I love the acting thing. I just never really got really big into it. And probably should have done a little bit more. But didn't. But if anybody wants me to do it, if there's some small roles that I think I can pull off, I'd be glad to go do them,
Absolutely. And since you mentioned your music videos, I'm going to go back in time because I was in radio back when that first album was really hitting hard. And the video for Anywhere But Here, you had my favorite. You had my favorite NASCAR driver in a cameo with you, Mark Martin.
Mine too.
I was going to ask you if that was your guy because that was my guy for years and years.
Oh,
I was a big Mark Martin guy. So who you pull? For, do you pull for now since Mark retired?
I don't pull for anybody now. I hadn't watched. I hadn't watched much NASCAR in a while. I still know some of the guys, but really, once Mark decided to stop, I quit pulling for anybody.
Well, it kind of took the wind out of my sails, too. I still watch, but it's not the same because I had my guy for so many years. But you're definitely a football guy, that's for sure.
Oh, good Lord, yeah. I was hoping for the way it was looking. I was hoping for a New Orleans Saints Texans Super Bowl,
That would have been pretty awesome. The I-10 rivalry.
Yeah. I-10, and not only that, both of us play in a dome, which the Super Bowl was in a dome this year. Plus, both owners have died within a few months of each other. I thought it would have been a really big deal, Then, of course, the Texans fell out of it, and then the Saints, that's history of the no call. And it looks like I saw yesterday where the NFL is not going to make any changes on their policy of reviewing, So that's pretty – I don't think it's football anymore.
It has changed. It has changed a lot, but I don't think Drew Brees needs more motivation than he already has. But I think they reload and they're going to be back there at the end of it again, and they'll have they'll have their destiny in their own hands. So good luck to you, Saint. Good luck to the Houdat Nation.
Thank you. I believe so. I believe we're going to do well. But I think be honest with you. I was able to watch a lot of football last year because we were on the road a whole lot, and we do have NFL Sunday ticket on that bus. So the boys and I, we love football, and we got to watch so many games last year. And I tell you, the officiating all year in every game was terrible. I can't remember a year when the officiating in NFL has been that bad. Now, what I'd like to know is how come you can't find an NFL referee if he doesn't do his job right? I mean, you can find the players, you can find the owners, you can you know, but, you know, I think the officials need to be fined, too. You know, I can understand they make a mistake once in a while, but a mistake like what was made in that game, which was such a big game, man, is, you know, the NFC playoffs. That was, you know, that kind of took the wind out of my sails for NFL football. Now, I've watched a few of the AAF games, man, I'm kind of digging it. Those boys play. They hit hard, and they play football.
There's a lot of passion there in those games. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And a couple other things I want to touch on with you. I see you were nominated for a Grammy for your contributions to the Hank Williams story on audiobook. Did you lend that deep Southern voice to him?
Well, I did the whole thing, you know. But I got beat out that year by Hillary Clinton.
Oh my gosh!
and so that's. You know, I think about that once in a while sometimes to get beat out. But, of course, you know, it is maybe I just wasn't a good book reader. You know what I mean?
But that's still quite a thing to have on your resume. You were at least nominated for a Grammy Award for something other than music. I mean, that's pretty – you have a very creative side to you. And one thing I really got to hear about here is I want to know what it's like to have to live with a celebrity. Because last year you brought in – a new duck dog, and you're going to explain what a duck dog is, named Mabel Brown, who has quite the following on social media. So tell us about your dog.
Well, you know, I have a yellow lab too, a duck retrieving dog. That's your duck hunting dog. Goes with you when you go duck, and they go swimming out in the water when it's real cold or icy or whatever, and they bring your ducks back for you. Well, I decided. I had been thinking about getting adding a new duck dog, you know, to Gypsy. Gypsy's the yellow lab. And she's, man, what a great dog. She is, she's got heart and won't give up until she finds that bird and bring it back to you. But I wanted to get another dog that could travel with me and also be an extra bird dog for me. And, you know, the labs, I love the labs, but they shed so much that there would be, it would be kind of hard to take them on airplanes and things like that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And in the house and on a bus and all that stuff. So I remember one morning I was watching a little documentary on puppies. And they were showing four different breeds, and they were showing them as little bitty puppies, and then they told a story of what these dogs ended up doing after they grow up as adults. You know what their job was. They all had a job when they grow up, and they showed some little Yorkies, and of course they I don't know if you know it or not, but they won a war a long time ago. Some little old Yorkies. Those little yapping dogs, you know.
Oh yeah.
Matter of fact, I have one. And then they showed German Shepherds and Labradors, and they said when they grow up, they become CNI dogs for people. And then they came to this breed, and they were cute little puppies. I said, "Well, that's pretty." They said they were called Lagata Romagnolas, and. They said when they grow up, they become duck retrievers. And I never heard of them before, see? And then they said they were hypoallergenic and they don't shed. So I got to listening and watching a little bit closer. And then once they grew up, you know, they would retrieve ducks. Well, I did a little more... looking into the breed that night on the bus when I got on the bus, and come to find out they come from Italy. There's about 500 of them in America right now, and I found mine. I found her in Binghamton, New York. She was only 8 weeks and 3 days old when I picked her up, and she is so smart. These dogs almost became extinct. Okay. And they've been around since about the 1400s in Italy. And what happened was they drained all the lakes in Italy. Well, they didn't have a job anymore for retrieving ducks. So what they did was they retrained the dogs because their noses are so good. They retrained the dogs to hunt truffle. I'm not sure if you know what truffle is.
Oh, it's a delicacy over there.
It's a delicacy everywhere. It's about $2,000 a pound, but it grows under the ground. And these legatos, they will find that truffle. They'll smell through 6 inches of dirt and whatever and let you know where it's at. And then you go dig it. Pigs used to do it, but they tear up the truffle. When they find it, they eat it up, they scratch it up and all that stuff. But the dogs will just find it for you, and then you get it, you know, where you don't mess it up. So they're the only registered truffle dogs in the world. And a little bit more history on the puppy right quick, on the dog right quick. Every bird dog you see, you know, whether it be Labradors or, poodles, you know, poodles are retrievers too. All those dogs, any bird retriever, every one of them originated from this breed, the Legato Romagnola. And they are so smart. I mean, if Mabel could talk, she would have a hell of a conversation with you. That's how smart they are. And it don't take long. A house trained her in 11 weeks. She was totally house trained that quick. And it taught her how to sit and all that stuff. Within a half a day, she knew how to sit already. And then I sent her to a guy down the road for a couple of weeks to a trainer to do some off-leash training. And it's amazing, man, what she can do. She loves to ride. If I say get in the truck, she's in the truck before me. She's waiting at the truck door before I even get out of the house.
Made her day.
Yeah, and she loves me to death, and I love her to death. And she's not a duck dog. She just turned in to be just a great, smart dog, and just a close friend, man. I had never had a dog quite like that in my life.
Well, that's awesome. Dogs 101 with Sammy Kershaw.
Yeah, man.
That's pretty awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, Texas is looking forward to a great show Friday night at the Texas Birthday Bash. There he is, dog lover, country music superstar, Sammy Kershaw. Sammy, thank you for joining us for the conversation.
Hey, man, it's my pleasure. And it's nice when you fellas in radio want to talk to old country singers, you know. Not very many people talk to us anymore about our music and things like that, so whenever we get the chance, we jump at it, and we appreciate it. And we shall see y'all in a couple of days.
Absolutely. I'm Kenny Graves for Willie 1550 and 98.7.